KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's 54 degrees, and we look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. The Mills County Attorney's Office Monday afternoon released more details about Sunday evening's shooting incident that left three people injured, with one person suffering from a gunshot wound. Mills County Attorney Tricia McSorland said nine people were present during the incident that happened at the home of the Glenwood High School principal, Richard Hutchinson, at around 6 p.m. Sunday. During the altercation, Hutchinson and his stepson, Hurl Beecham, were injured and taken to the hospital. Colton McDaniel was shot during the incident and also taken to the hospital. Three minor females and three males, including McDaniel, Denver Cook, and Cameron Meyer, along with Hutchinson's wife, Randy, were also involved. All of the injuries were considered to be non-life-threatening. The ages of those involved was not released on Monday. Officials said they were still investigating and charges are being considered. McSorley said the incident appears to have been isolated and all motives, including the possibility of a hate crime, were still being investigated. Hutchinson is an African-American. Rumors were swirling around town since the incident began that those involved targeted him because he was black. Meanwhile, all Glenwood Homecoming Week activities will take place as scheduled. The Mills County Attorney's Office said more information on the incident will be released as the investigation unfolds. An arrest was made Monday in connection with a fire at the Economy Inn Motel in Stewart. According to Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater, 31-year-old Jason McGowan of Stewart was living in the room he allegedly set on fire at around 8:30 a.m. Monday. McGowan faces a charge of first-degree arson and was being held at the Adair County Jail in Greenfield. Now, it's not the first time McGowan was arrested in connection with the motel room arson in Stewart. In November of 2013, he pled guilty to a room fire at the Super 8 Motel in Stewart. The man served slightly less than 360 days in jail. No injuries were reported following Monday's fire, and there's no word yet on the extent of the damage to the motel, but the fire was limited to one room. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office responded Monday afternoon to a rollover accident that critically injured a man from northwest Missouri. Sheriff's officials say 74-year-old Jerry L. Roberts of Tarkio, Missouri, was flown by helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Following the crash that occurred a little after 12:45 p.m. on Highway 59, about a mile south of Highway 2. Authorities say Roberts' car rolled at least three times during the crash. A report on his condition was not immediately available. A single vehicle accident Saturday afternoon south of Atlantic caused about $2,500 damage, but no one was hurt. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday deputies responded at around 1:20 p.m. Saturday to the scene of the crash on Jackson Road, one half mile east of Highway 71. Officials said a 2001 Chevy Monte Carlo, owned and driven by a 31-year-old Amy Jo Cameron of Atlantic, was eastbound on Jackson Road when the car went out of control and entered the north ditch. Cameron was subsequently arrested for felony OWI third offense. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $5,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday also reported two arrests. Sunday night, 21-year-old Martin Eduardo Vidalis of Council Bluffs was arrested on a felony possession with the intent to deliver charge and for driving while revoked. Vidalis was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. And last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 38-year-old Richard Dwayne Smith of Atlantic on a sheriff's office warrant for OWI's second offense. Smith was also cited for driving under suspension. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Police in Creston said today a 42-year-old Creston man was arrested at around 12:30 this morning for OWI first offense. Clinton Ward Lovely was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And a little after noon on Monday, Creston police arrested 49-year-old Melissa Ray Rodden of Murray. Rodden was charged with OWI first offense and also later released on $1,000 bond. Authorities in western Iowa say charges are possible for a man accused of discharging a gun into the air and shooting himself in the leg. The Sac County Sheriff's Office and deputies responded to a property Saturday night in Oldebolt. A 29-year-old man was found lying on a kitchen floor, suffering from a gunshot wound. Authorities say the man may have been angry over a romantic breakup when he allegedly entered his parents' home and damaged items inside. He's then accused of taking a shotgun and discharging one round into the air. Deputies say he returned to the house and shot himself in the leg. The man was taken to a Sioux City hospital. His condition report is not available. Authorities say charges are possible following further investigation into the shooting. Also in Southwest Iowa news, a little over 13 months away now from the 2016 general election, and some campaigns are already in full swing trying to garner support. Desmond Adams made stops in Cass County Monday, including here at the KJAN studios. Adams of Des Moines is running for the November 6, 2016 Democratic ticket, hoping to take over the 3rd District Congressional seat in Iowa, currently occupied by Republican David Young.
It's important to get out there and let people get a chance to know you and sort of kind of kick the tires, ask questions, and lay eyes on you. Iowa likes to do that.
Adams says his journey to acquire political office began with a non-traditional path.
I started as a high school dropout that didn't care too much about education, quite frankly. However, went on from there to earn a GED in Job Corps, and then went on to graduate from Drake University with a Bachelor's of Science in Education, and then went on to law school. Graduated from Drake University Law School, having had a clerk internship for the former Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court. And for the last decade, I've been a small business owner. I'm an entrepreneur.
Adams says his campaign and concerns focuses on people, especially the working class.
I'm really concerned about where we're headed from a working class perspective. We have a lot of economic challenges in addition to the quandary of philosophical differences, things that tend to do more to separate us as opposed to really focusing on where can we have some common ground and kind of work from there.
Adams ran as a Democrat in 2012 for Iowa Senate District 22. He said there are a lot of differences between this race and the last campaign. The last race covered two counties and about 45,000 people. The 2016 race covers more than a dozen counties, and the issues are somewhat different. He said the issues are more federal as opposed to state, but individuals are still the same. Adams added, we're still dealing with increases in poverty, challenges in education and business. One of the major differences is in the 3rd District has a broad diversity of both people and businesses.
Hence, your rural economies, as opposed to your more urban centers, tend to be different, and that's one of the reasons I'm out here. I care about my rural communities as well. This is not just an urban district. This is a very, very complex and diverse district, and that's one of the reasons that I want to be on the ground, which I am, visiting different farms, both organic and traditional, to get an understanding of what the challenges are and to listen to the challenges within the community.
He says Iowans he's spoken with so far have concerns over the lack of small-town growth and poverty and loss of manufacturing jobs. Adams says people are telling him our political leaders are not listening to their concerns, and that's where he wants to stand out among the candidates. He says he wants to step up to the plate and address challenges like education, a crumbling infrastructure, and get those issues resolved. He faces a challenge in his party by Jim Maurer, an Iraq War veteran. Another potential candidate for the 3rd District is Democratic State Senator Matt McCoy. To date, David Young doesn't appear to have any challengers from his own party. The 3rd Congressional District covers 16 counties, including all of Southwest Iowa, south of Interstate 80. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.